Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you eat meat eat, Archie? The manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. You coming down tonight? Are you going to stay home and soak your feet, huh? Well, I thought you might like to meet Diana Lynn, the movie actress. Huh? Is she the dame with the what? Hell, Duffy, that's Mae West. Huh? No, Duffy, that's Betty Grable. Huh? What's with Diana Lynn? She plays the piano. Huh? You're going to stay home and soak your feet. Well, Duffy, you should see the dame. Well, picture Mrs. Duffy 30 years and 200 pounds ago. Yeah. Why is Diana coming down? Oh, well, you see, I'm starting this piano correspondence course, the Archie Simplified Method, or How to Play the Piano with 10 Easy Fingers. And I'm going to get Diana Lynn to endorse the school. Well, Duffy, I'm trying to make some extra cash. I'm always talking about money. Well, that's the difference between you and me, Duffy. I talk about money, and you keep it to yourself. Well, look, I'm busy now. I'll call you back.
What you doing there, Miss Austin?
Well, don't bother me now, Eddie. I got to work on this correspondence course now. Let's see. Lesson number one. In order to become a great piano player, two things is required. A piano and a stool. The stool you select is very important, as the beginner must practice for hours on end. Lesson number two.
Lesson number two, forget lesson number one and buy a kazoo.
Hey, well, what's the idea of starting this correspondence course?
Well, I have to, Eddie. I still owe so much dough on them correspondence courses that I took, I have to get off the hook.
Well, then, why do you keep on buying them courses?
Well, to further myself. After all, a man's education don't have to stop just because he finished the eighth grade.
I didn't know you finished it.
Certainly I did. I mean, almost. It was only 2 days before graduation that they expelled me. But I feel I can never be too smart, Eddie.
I feel that way, too.
Thank you. That's why I take these correspondence courses, you see. Each one helps improve my cerebellum. Like that Spanish course. Remember how I mastered Spanish?
Oh, sí, sí.
Well, do you remember it, don't you? No, these correspondence courses are a thing, Eddie. Where would I be if I hadn't took that course in English?
Now there you could have saved a lot of money just buying a dictionary.
Them dictionaries. You read one and...
Yeah, but this piano course. Now, what do you know about the piano?
What do I know? Would you like to hear me play a little boogie-woogie?
You play boogie-woogie?
I certainly. You're talking to a real hubcap. I play a terrific boogie-woogie.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Would you like to hear me?
No.
Eddie, I accept the challenge. Now get a load of this.
Strip my gears and call me shiftless.
Certainly, Eddie. You see, the beauty of it is that it's so simple.
Howard.
Well, hiya, Finnegan. Say, how would you like to take a correspondence course?
Oh, you mean one of them things where they mail you the dunce cat? What kind of a course?
Piano.
By mail?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding. How are you ever going to get a piano in the mailbox?
Finnegan, you know, someday I'm going to write a book about us called The Egghead and I. Look, it's the instructions that come in the mail.
Oh, the instructions. Oh, is it a hardcore job?
No, no, any moron can line it. Now, here. You take that piano there. Now,
yeah.
Observe the keyboard, yeah. See? You'll notice that it's got some black keys and also some white ones. Now, on the black keys, one plays songs like Dark Eyes or...
What about the white key?
Well, the white keys is so that you can tell them apart from the black keys.
Seems logical.
Yeah. All you got to remember is that the low keys are down there, like in a basement, and the high keys is up here, like in the attic. So for low notes, you play in a basement, and for high notes, you play in the attic.
Oh, do you mean I got to carry the piano all over the house?
Oh, why do I waste my time? It goes in one hole in his head and out the other.
Oh, how much you charge for this course?
Well, for you, nothing, Finnegan.
You mean I have won a scholarship?
Yep. All you have to do is tell Diana Lynn how wonderful a course is.
Oh, I...
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Say, Archie, did Diana Lynn get here yet?
No, not yet. Why?
Well, I just wanted to ask her about her method of attracting men.
Oh, well, it ain't so mysterious. It's nothing that Diana accomplishes with the wink of an eye that you can't do with a bear trap. Well, you and her is different types. She's gifted with her personality, and you're stuck with yours. Now, look, Miss Duffy, I got to get to work on this correspondence course here. And... Hello, post office? This is Archie of Duffy's Tavern. Put the postmaster general on, please. Huh? He's out on his route, huh? How about the postmaster colonel? Well, look, I want some information. You see, I'm going to be in a position to throw a lot of business your way. Well, what I had in mind was some 3-cent stamps. What's your usual wholesale discount? Hello? Hung up. That post office better remember that the Army is demobilizing carrier pigeons.
What's the trouble, Miss Archer?
Oh, I'm trying to check these postal regulations. You know, you ain't careful, you get in trouble with every Tom, Dick, and Harry in Washington.
Well, look at what is this stuff you're going to send through the mail?
Well, some stuff I wrote on the course. Here, read it. Rules, sort of.
The Archie Piana course is open to all persons living within the United States and its outlandish territories. When applying for the course, please state your age and sex at the time of your last birthday. You see, yes. All checks must be accompanied by cash or a reasonable facsimile. And must be postmarked not later than.
That's just to protect myself.
You need it.
Continue.
The above applies to any week ending abruptly at the end of a month.
You follow it, Eddie?
Yeah, but if I ever find my way back, I'll never make the trip again.
I'll take that remark from whence. Boy, what a business this is going to be. Eddie, hand me that World Almanac there.
Yeah, well, we got two editions. You want the one from 1915 or the recent one?
The recent one.
Oh, here you are, 1916.
Just want to see how many pianos there are per annum. Let's see. Paper, peanuts, penguins, pianos. Here we are. Pianos. At last count, 6,843,000. The population of the United States, 130 million. Let's figure that thing. I think I'll divvy it by calcium. Let's see. Say, Mary has 130 million apples. And John has 6,843,000 pianos. We divide John's pianos into Mary's apples. Now, let's see. Holy cat, Eddie, it comes out 37 pianos per square home. 37 pianos in every home. How could that be?
Large living room.
I think I might have made a mistake in my figures.
Hello, Archie.
Well, not too much of a mistake. Well, Diana Lynn. Glad to see you. I didn't see you come in.
Well, you were busy and I didn't want to disturb you.
Diana, the day a dame like you don't disturb me, I'll tell Grant to move over in his tomb. Tell me, honey, are there any more at home like you?
My mother.
Yeah, how is she? My type?
No, but she's your generation.
To change the subject, are you still working at Paramount?
Yes.
I ain't. Now, that hustle bustle of the movie business was too much for me. It wore me out.
Well, for a new man, they made you move some pretty heavy scenery.
Miss Lynn, it happens that they hired me as an actor. The next time, I'll know enough to read the small print in them contracts. By the way, did you ever get to see the picture?
No, my luck held out.
Well, you was great. You did a great little acting job.
Well, thank you. And you?
Well, I wasn't exactly no slouch myself.
That That's what I heard. In fact, the producers are still talking about you over at Paramount.
No kidding? What do they say?
Well, I don't know exactly. They always make me leave the room.
Look, kid, why are we bothering with all this small talk? Two people like us. Two people whose hearts should be beating, and that's why Hertz and Diesel time.
Archie, I was under the impression that you asked me down here to discuss business.
Oh, yes, business. Well, you see, Diana, I'm a piano player myself,
oh,
and...
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't? Oh, surely you're jesting. I've been playing the piano ever since I was a little tyke that high. My feet couldn't even touch the floor.
How did you reach the pedals?
Stilts. Yep, I put in a long time studying music. I went to the Harvard Observatory, you know.
No.
Oh, yes. Graduated magna cum niche. Did you, perchance, ever know Ivan Yakoputnik up there?
Who?
Yakoputnik. He was my old professor. Good old Yak. Always remember him. He used to stand there beside me at the piano listening to me play. A tear or two would fall into his glass of hot tea. And he'd tenderly leer at me and say, Archie, nobody plays the piano as sad as you do. That's why I want you to come down, Diana. I want you to endorse this correspondence school that I'm starting.
Oh, but Archie, I can't endorse the course unless
I'm... Okay, I know. You want proof that it's good, first. Well, look. You see that little guy sitting over there at the table? That's Winston Finnegan, the famous composer. He was one of my pupils, and look at him today. You know what he's doing there right now? Writing an opera.
On a racing farm?
He does horse operas. I'd like you to meet him. Oh, Finnegan.
Yeah, it's true.
Finnegan, this is Diana Lynn. Diana, this is Clifton Finnegan.
This is a pleasure.
This is amazing.
Mr. Finnegan, I'd appreciate it if you would tell Miss Lynn what you think of the Archie Simplified Piano Course.
Before I took the Archie Piano Course, people laughed when I walked into the room.
Why? Why?
I forgot to open the door.
Diana, you'll have to excuse Mr. Finnegan. His father met his mother. He's what you might call an eccentric.
And also what an eccentric might call an eccentric.
Well, you know these composers.
Oh, yes. By the way, what are the names of some of your compositions, Mr. Finnegan?
Oh, well,
you see, Diana, he don't put in full time at composing. He just does it as a sideline, what they call an extrovert. In real life, he's a very well-known a broker in Wall Street.
Yeah, in one of the buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does look a little like he just came off the curb.
Yes, doesn't he? By the way, CF, how did things go today? What's the latest reports on the ticket?
Oh, the doctor says not to worry. It's just gas.
Finnegan, I think your office is calling you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Miss Lynn.
Yes?
It is not farewell. It's just goodbye.
Farewell.
Well, there you are, Diana. You see what he had to say about the course? Now, what do you say? Will you endorse it?
Well, Archie, tell me, have you any other endorsers?
Any other? Well, I got a few people in mind. Stokowski and Hosea Turby.
Okay, if you can get Hosea Turby and Stokowski to endorse your course, I will, too.
Okay, it's a deal. Eddie, give me that phone book.
Thank you.
Who are you calling, Archie?
I'm calling Stokowski. You said you wouldn't endorse the course unless I got some other big name. Hello? Oh, hello, Gloria. Is Leopold there? Who's this? Just tell him an old friend of his. Yeah. Hello, Stokey. How are you? That's good. Hey, I'm swell. Business? Pretty good. Yeah, I'd like to see you soon, too. Say, Leo, I'm starting a correspondence course. Huh? No, this ain't Charlie. This is Archie from Duffy's Tavern. Hello?
Is Leo out?
Yeah, but there's others. Don't worry. Hello? Jose of Kirby, please. Hello, Jose? This is Archie. Hello? Must have been cut off. I'd better call him back. Hello? Hello? Hello, Jose? What did you hang up for? Huh? You thought it was Archie from Duffy's Tavern. Well, Jose, it is. Hello? Well, that's your friends for you. Last time I asked that guy for an autograph. Now, let's see. What other friends have I got now?
Archie, how about Beethoven?
Wait, I forgot about him. Well, call him right up now. What number was that he gave me again? Beethoven and me was together at Carnegie's Hall once a year. Hello, Beethoven? Archie? Yeah. Where you been, you bum? Well, long time no see. Say, Bait, I want you to do me a favor. I'm starting this piano correspondence course, and I'd like you to endorse it. You will, huh? Well, thanks, Bait. That's swell. Yeah, say hello to the little woman.
Archie, who were you talking to?
Didn't you catch the name? Beethoven. And he's in. Now, how about you?
Archie, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll endorse your course if you let me talk to Beethoven.
You want to talk to him?
Yes.
Well, he's pretty busy at the moment, and no, the man is very hot right now. Making records and things. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. I'll leave you talk to him. Why don't you play a number first, though, in the meantime, while I check back with him, huh?
Oh, all right.
Okay, hey, Finnegan, come here.
Yeah.
Run over to Cone's Candy Store, see? Call me up and say that you're Beethoven. And when I put Diana Lynn on the phone, tell her that you're going to endorse the course, huh?
Yeah, okay. I got you. Beethoven.
Right.
Thank you.
Very good, Diana. A little too much andante in the left hand, but very nice feeling in the Moderato.
Thank you, Archie.
Yeah, I might be very happy to have you endorsed, of course. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hello, Beethoven. Well, look, would you like to talk to Diana Lynn and tell her that you're endorsing the course? Yeah. Okay, just a second. Yeah, she'd like to talk to you.
Archie.
What?
Ludwig van Beethoven has been dead for 120 years.
Well, Beethoven, you're dead. And move over. I'll be right with you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.